Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the families of the victims of Bloody Sunday say they are disappointed and perplexed by the decision not to prosecute 15 former soldiers in connection with allegations. False evidence was given to an inquiry into one of the darkest days of the Troubles. Investigations are continuing into a fatal crash in Derry yesterday. The Minister for Housing is facing further calls to ensure upfront grant payments are provided to defective concrete block homeowners. And a Donegal County Councillor claims the current council has failed in their duties to deliver social housing. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferriter. First news, the families of the victims of Bloody Sunday say they are disappointed and perplexed by the decision not to prosecute 15 former soldiers in connection with allegations false evidence was given to an inquiry into one of the darkest days of the Troubles. The decision has been announced today by the PPS. 13 people died in Derry on Bloody Sunday in 1972 after the British Army opened fire on civil rights demonstrators. Chelsea Keighley has more.
The Public Prosecution Service says there isn't enough evidence for a reasonable chance of conviction of any suspect considered. That includes 15 former soldiers and one former alleged IRA member. One of those soldiers is Soldier F, who's currently being prosecuted, accused of 2 murders and 5 attempted murders. The PPS says it knows today's decision will be disappointing for victims and families involved, and that they in no way undermine the findings of the Bloody Sunday inquiry.
The Taoiseach has described a protest outside the Integration Minister's home in West Dublin last night as chilling and disturbing. Masked men draped anti-migrant posters and banners to the wall and railings of Roderick O'Gorman's house. The Justice Minister says she has spoken to the Garda Commissioner about it and says Minister O'Gorman's privacy and property have been violated. Taoiseach Simon Harris says he spoke to him earlier and adds that he feels deeply uncomfortable this situation was allowed to develop.
Utterly horrified to see the situation. We all recognise the right to protest in a democracy, but you see masked people gathering outside somebody's family home. I think that's extraordinarily chilling, disturbing and quite frankly disgusting.
Investigations are continuing into a fatal crash in Derry yesterday. A woman in her 70s died following the crash on the Limavady Road at around 4 p.m. involving a grey Citroën C3 and a blue Alfa Romeo. 2 men in their 70s were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The Minister for Housing is facing further calls to ensure upfront grant payments are provided to defective concrete block homeowners. In some cases, affected homeowners are forced to take out loans to allow remediation works to commence. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says it is now over 6 months since the banking industry proposed a bridging finance product to resolve the issue. Deputy Doherty says the defective concrete block grant scheme needs to be reviewed to ensure homeowners receive funding in a timely manner.
It's not to do with funding, because the reality is this funding will make their way to the homeowners, but just at a later stage when the first phase is complete. What this is about is making the payment up front so that they can get the contractor on the ground and that the problems that are being encountered are being able to overcome with. As I said, it's just one small change that will be of benefit. It's not the overall solution, but it's probably an example of how much resistance there is in government to any change at all to the scheme. This doesn't cost the state one single cent to do this. It will help a number of individuals. I'm not overemphasising how much it will help, but it will help, and it's been called for by people who are rebuilding their homes at the minute. But yet, 6 months on, despite the banks offering zero interest loan and putting that on the table, despite the Department of Finance telling the Department of Housing that, you know, the solution to this is just to provide upfront grant payments, we still have a situation where the Minister for Housing is not moving on this issue. We've challenged them last week. We have them before the committee on my request next week, and we're going to continue to push this to try and get this scheme working better for families.
Well, Agriculture Minister Charney McConlogue says this is something he has been working on with Minister Dara O'Brien. He says his objective is to ensure the current scheme works well for defective block homeowners.
It's really important that we see more and more homes get under construction and families be able to actually get their houses rebuilt. And certainly I'll continue to work with Donegal County Council and with the Department of Housing to ensure this pushes on in every way possible. Another key thing which I'm working on to assist that with the Minister for Housing and the Department of Housing is over the last number of weeks exploring the options in terms of further facilitation and flexibility around upfront payments for those starting work and those on the scheme. And I'm hopeful of an outcome and progress very soon that will actually make that more practical for homeowners too.
Now, with regards to the People's Document, I know you weren't able to attend the public meeting. Is this something that you yourself would endorse?
Yeah, well, right throughout this, my objective and the objective of the Fianna Fáil representatives in Donegal has to be get the best possible scheme in place for homeowners. The key focus now in the immediate future is making sure that those families across the county and their principal private residences and those who are in rental properties as well, but particularly those in principal private residences, that we make the scheme work well for them. There's thousands of properties in this county that requires remediation. The government are very committed and Fianna Fáil and the county is absolutely committed to getting as many homes rebuilt as quickly as possible and as well to making sure that the scheme adjusts every year to make sure that the cost of rebuilding is reflected in the scheme. The key priority here now is making sure that those families and those who have principal private residences, that as many of those can get rebuilt as quickly as possibly can. And then as we go forward, it'll be really important that the scheme does evolve, that we work to make sure that as many properties as possible are fixed. But in the short term, it's about making sure that this scheme works and works well for families.
A Donegal County Councillor claims the current council has failed in their duties to deliver social housing. Councillor Micheál Colmigill Osbach says just 10 social homes have been built in the Glendies MD over the past 5 years. He says he feels obliged to apologise for the lack of housing provided, which has ultimately forced people into homelessness. Councillor Micheál Osbach says people have been failed.
This term of office, this last 5 years, considering we're nearly at the end of it with elections coming up very shortly, we have failed the public. We as a council have absolutely failed to build enough houses to meet the demand out there. We in the Glanty Municipal District has built only single digit number of houses, and with a massive housing list, with a massive number on the housing list and number of people who are homeless and scores upon scores of people who are just not registering for housing because they believe they will never get a home because we're not building any homes. We've failed, and I have to apologise in the sense that we're not just delivering. I have requested in a meeting with housing management to try to work towards. I've been meeting with them on a regular basis over this last number of years. We're still sitting and not breaking ground. We see in Gador there's been no contracts built. Natihi, Erbal and Naglan and Anagra, they still haven't been bought over. 7 houses lying empty. And Quahalia, certainly things are moving forward, but they're not moving forward quick enough for us to build the houses that are there. And here we are talking about Taichant and Naglanty, where the likes of Chrysla, Dunfanaghy, Fulcara, Naglanty, Ardara, Aranmore, Tari, all the areas that need housing and other parts of the county are not getting them. And that's a failure.
The Minister of State with responsibility for mental health and older people has agreed to meet with the Restoration of Carndonagh Daycare Services campaign group. The service was withdrawn a number of years ago, with a recent survey revealing a huge demand for the restoration of it. The campaign group is due to meet Minister Mary Butler next Friday. Tony Doherty, a member of the campaign group, told today's 9 till noon show that the daycare services work to alleviate pressure on the rest of the healthcare system.
My own father, for example, I would have been explaining to him that, Dad, listen, it's not opening in the summer of 2021, but it'll be available after Christmas. That never happened, Gray. We're 4 years on and we still don't have a daycare centre reopened in Carndonagh Community Hospital. What that service provided was, it was sort of first-level medical intervention, which took pressure off the GP service, which in turn takes pressure off the hospital service, and which in turn takes pressure off the nursing home service. So having that, you know, sort of preventive maintenance almost in place was fantastic. And, you know, what I would say to you is, the local GP service wrote a letter to the HSE back last autumn, and they said, you know, they have over 3,000 patients, of which 1,000 are aged over 60. And what they said was that, unfortunately, since the closure of the daycare service, they have watched many older patients become more helpless and isolated. Mm-hmm. And they said that they've witnessed firsthand how this has impacted not only the older patients, but also their carers who have suffered as a result of the service. So they wrote a very eloquent letter, which we will be also handing over to Mary Butler next Friday by way of educating her on how this has affected people locally.
Gardaí and Donegal are out in force today on National Slowdown Day. A motorist was caught speeding earlier near a primary school in Burnfoot, while two other drivers were detected travelling in excess of the speed limit in an 80 km per hour zone in Carndonagh. The Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit, meanwhile, stopped three drivers speeding in a 100 km per hour speed zone. Elsewhere in the Stranorlar area, a driver was detected speeding in Tevic Moy. Gardaí are appealing to motorists to support them in their bid to keep people safe on the roads by slowing down and driving safely.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to begin with Gaelic Games, and the countdown continues to tomorrow's Ulster Senior Football Championship quarter-final clash between Derry and Donegal at Celtic Park. The Donegal panel was announced earlier this afternoon, and manager Jim McGuinness has made four changes to his starting 15, with Ryan McHugh, Oran Doherty, Dara O'Boyle and captain Patrick McBurtie all named to start. Jason McGee and Kevin McGettigan, who started the league final win over Armagh, are among the substitutes. Brendan McColl is also in the match day 26, but there's no place for Owen Ban Gallagher, Keelan McCaughan or Luke McGlynn. Derry, meanwhile, have named an unchanged team for Saturday's showdown. Mickey Hart is sticking with the same starting lineup that won the Division 1 league title in Croke Park 3 weeks ago. Steelstown's Jermid Baker is set to make his first championship start, while Gareth McInnes, who was forced off in the win over Dublin, has been named on the bench. Donegal's Ryan McHugh says that even though the game against Derry will be a huge challenge, the team are confident in getting the right result.
Derry's going to go on as huge favourites, so they are. We're going to go on as huge underdogs, but it's a match that we're going to look forward to and going to embrace and listen, going to go up and go for a win. There's no point lying. We firmly believe we can get over the line, so we do. There's no point going up to just make up numbers, so we firmly believe we're going to get over the line, but it's going to take a massive performance from everyone in a Donegal shirt and management team and all included.
Speaking on the Score programme last night, 2012 All-Ireland winner Eamon McGee said there's no better man than Jim McGuinness to mastermind an upset.
Derry are up there. You know, I still have Dublin as the number one, but Derry and Kerry occupy that number two spot. And, you know, Donegal probably are down a few rungs now. So, but if there's any man that can catch them out, you know, that plan in terms of what Jim and Colm and Neil are planning, then, you know, that's that group that will do it and get the best out of the Donegal panel.
There will, of course, be live coverage of tomorrow's big game here on Highland. Throw-in at Celtic Park is at 6:15. Tyrone, meanwhile, have named their team for the first game against Cavan on Sunday, with Matty Donnelly making his first start of the season, but they will be without Con Kilpatrick and Cormac Quinn for the trip to Breffni Park. In hurling, Derry host Tyrone in the Christy Ring Cup at Owen Beg tomorrow from 1 p.m, while in the Nicky Rackard Cup, Donegal host Mayo at O'Donnell Park from 2. On to soccer, and in the SSE Airtricity League First Division, second-placed Finn Harps will look to close the gap on leaders Cork City to a single point when they go to Cove Ramblers tonight. Former Harps captain Declan Boyle is optimistic that Harps can go to Cove and pick up all 3 points.
It's not an easy place to go, never easy. Their form hasn't been good at home. They haven't recorded too many big victories this year so far, so hopefully that's an omen for a good positive result and performance by the Harps and go down and get 3 points, which leads it into a difficult week then against Cork, obviously the following week. But it's important away from home as you put in, you know, you start really well, give nothing silly away. And, you know, defensively, you know, we have been good, even though we lost last week. As I said, every game is difficult away from home, but they're well capable of going down to Cove and getting 3 big points.
That game has a 7:45 start and there will be updates here on Highland. Elsewhere, UCD are away to Wexford, Bray Wanderers host Treaty United and Athlone travel to play Kerry. In the Premier Division, Derry City start the night in second place and will welcome Shamrock Rovers to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. City boss Rory Higgins says he is confident that his side will find some consistency.
I think any successful team or any team that is going to do anything, you need figures in the dressing room who stand up and we have a few I think we lost back-to-back games, but against Bohemians and Galway, but we responded. We went down to Shelburne and reacted positively. Although we didn't win the game, we reacted positively, and then we went on and beat Dundalk and should have won last week. So we've responded quite well. Would we like a few more points? Of course we would, but I have every confidence in the players in our dressing room that we can start putting more points on the board very soon.
In other games, leader Shelburne will be without their fans as they travel to play Galway United. Bohemians host Drogheda United at Daly Mount Park, while St Pat's welcome Waterford and Bottomside Dundalk go to Sligo Rovers. The FAI's Director of Football, Mark Canham, says they understand the frustration from fans around the lack of an appointment of a new Republic of Ireland manager. The association had previously hoped to announce Stephen Kenny's successor this month, but they're now in talks with John O'Shea to remain as interim boss for the friendly games this summer. It is hoped a permanent successor could be in place by the time the Nations League rolls around in September. And locally in the Brian McCormick Cup tonight, Kilmacrenan Celtic will take on KG Rovers at 8:15. In motorsport, Donegal's Eamon Kelly is competing at the World Rally Championship scene this weekend at Rally Croatia, an event where he won the junior element last year. Kelly was in 14th place in the WRC3 category after the 6th stage in his Fiesta. In athletics, Mark English is in Diamond League action this weekend. The Letterkenny athlete will be competing in the 800-metre event in China. Brendan Boyce will compete at the World Racewalking Team Championships in Turkey this coming Sunday. And finally, in golf, Seamus Power is making a move during the second round at the RBC Heritage on the PGA Tour. The Waterford man is 3-under through 11 holes today to move to 9-under and in a tie for the lead alongside Tom Hogue and Patrick Cantlay. Shane Lowry is level par through 15 to move back to 1-under par at Hilton Head, with Rory McIlroy on 5-under after a birdie on the first hole. It's day two at the first women's major of the season, the Chevron Championship. Stephanie Meadow is 1-under par after her opening round in Texas, with Leona Maguire resuming today from level par. That is it from the Sports Desk this evening. We will be back with more sport tomorrow. And once again, just a reminder that Donegal's much-anticipated clash with Derry will be live here on Highland Radio tomorrow evening from 6:15. Have a good evening. Back over to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, a Midlands Northwest MEP has welcomed the Taoiseach's commitment to establish a new veterinary college in Ireland. Maria Walsh, however, is calling for it to be delivered in conjunction with the Atlantic Technological University. There is currently just one veterinary medicine course available for students in Ireland in UCD, with only 85 places. This results in 75% of vets in the country training abroad. MEP Walsh says given the makeup of Ireland with a significant number of farmers across the country, it's essential additional courses are available.
It's baffling when a country like ourselves are so are built on and very linked to our farm families. I was as perplexed that we didn't offer these courses sooner, but we need to right that wrong. And to your point, in 2022, 80 graduates from the University College Dublin registered with the Veterinary Council of Ireland. The remaining 222 of that year graduated from colleges abroad. And we so desperately need to make sure that we're training our vets and our future agri-sector stakeholders. We're doing so in the west of Ireland. The impact student growth will have in the likes of Letterkenny and Mount Bellew under the banner of ATU is so incredibly important. And for me, the fact that we are such a strong agri country, only to have one course that offers 80 to 85 places and is very much a points race, not taking away from the fact that students work very hard to get into those. I think we just need to be real about where we're going as a country and as a sector. And if we're not providing courses in the West when we have best in class university offerings like ATU, both in Mount Bellew and Letterkenny, then we need to wake up to ourselves. So I certainly welcome this. I certainly welcome the Taoiseach's recommitment. We just need to see Minister Tyrone McConnell now announce it and let the ATU get to work.
The nursery at Gaelscoil na Dáirge has been granted statutory status, meaning it will now operate like other nurseries in Derry rather than having to constantly seek funding from year to year. Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy has welcomed the news. He says while there is still a long way to go, it's a positive day for Irish medium education. He hopes this is a turning point for how Irish education is funded.
for so many years now, we've had the UP education ministers who have continuously underfunded Irish medium education. So I hope to see a step change in what's happened. That's certainly what we're hearing on the ground. And I think what's really imperative to acknowledge here is that these schools have continued to grow. They've grown in spite of those restrictions which have been put in place by, you know, an education minister who hasn't funded them properly.
Weather now, a dry and sunny evening in most areas. Dry and clear tonight with lowest temperatures of 0 to 4 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The families of the victims of Bloody Sunday say they are disappointed and perplexed by the decision not to prosecute 15 former soldiers in connection with allegations false evidence was given to an inquiry into one of the darkest days of the Troubles. The decision was announced today by the PPS. Investigations are continuing into a fatal crash in Derry yesterday. A woman in her 70s died following the crash on the Limavady Road at around 4 p.m. The Minister for Housing is facing further. County Council claims the current council has failed in their duties to deliver social housing. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Asbach says just 10 social homes have been built in the Glenties MD over the past 5 years. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuaught with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shay, we're my husband Colm Ferriter and Shaw Lina Prevskilty Air Highland Radio. Ta ard ish nanog arasht emliana and ten emacht don ishog a hogan jagori gilterta. August dalti gale college g satrai shinchera o fodfad nichira lekela iganter gilterta eg sulgaf liam. Emliana bay oskion kids of fiha dalta o fiha sahain skull ilahar igarka givne. Be maskin the curry lahar cardlan a canchina, agus emakti olish or shul, don the dini oga, the hemakti or shul and onaj egsula, iganter horka givne, igondi kiri, gus fanti, nadalti, agus the muchuri, la mara, agus la fer ti achula. Ta udras negeltakta eg tarishkinch, jesh nua da kemihe, don ked ura reev, be conru, carter or foil. Conru Ibra Awarhi Yavlian Augustahi Garamul Awil Diploma Irkema O Allskull Technoliakta and Atlanti Igor Lahudras Nigeltakta Karha or Foil Ta an Conru Ibra Oskul to the Kemiha Lagah Kenyal Kaliakt Gno Technoliakt Contasyakt Planal Nabanishtu Agus Yoi Nahirahori Rahula Tahi Garmul Iranog Eg Sula Udras Nigeltakta Tagaholus erfoil eg siv udras negeltakta udras bonk ie. August dan darn of lian an ye kela ta an fakal bio arashed an lachu kenan. Fakal literha ata a kelyru, ejer a fihu de la, agus a trahu de la de mi ebrun. Bay an oskult oskult ad offigul a kelyru amara just sahern, agus lanhi. Na hemakti arai guji an trochad da la be prab geltacht on be cardlan da chaili be cardlan arani yakta la dayan ni canon augusta na hemakti eligolier la fekel sieve linra lc bonk ie. Shin Mahud Sha Eligulier Slan August Bannock.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, April the 19th. The death has taken place of Josie O'Donnell, 29 Clahanmore, Letterkenny. Reposing at the residence of his son Aidan and Tara O'Donnell, Lochaganan, Letterkenny, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Anthony McGinley, 5 Points, Killybegs, County Donegal. Reposing at McBurshy's funeral home Killybegs until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church Killybegs for 11 o'clock at funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on MCN Media. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.